The fight over control of Sardis Lake and water across southeastern Oklahoma pits the state against Native American tribes, to the Choctaw and Chickasaw who live in the area today, and for the Caddo who preceded them, water isn't just vital to life, it's culturally sacred. State Impact's Logan Layden teamed up with Invisible Nation's Allison Herrera to bring us this report.
Sinners, can you hate the Savior? Abba Benji Tokakaya.
Margie Jones has been minister at the Good Springs Methodist Church near Tallahena for more than 20 years.
This church started in 1897, I think that's when it first started.
Her own descendants started the church way before there were any lakes in southeast Oklahoma, when this was Indian territory, and their descendants were dragged here on the Trail of Tears. Margie's friend Pat Starbuck remembers the stories.
I keep thinking of Chief Mashulatabi. They loaded the Indians onto riverboats to take them across the Mississippi River. And he had decided, I do not want to leave my home. They literally tied him up and carried him and dumped him on board of this steamboat so that they could take him across the river and dump him out into this icy swamp and force him to come to Indian territory.
Despite losing their homeland and being pushed aside to build southeast Oklahoma's lakes, a connection has developed between the water and the people here. University of Oklahoma Indian and Environmental Law Professor Tiawagi Helton says it's no surprise that the Choctaw and Chickasaw people embraced the water resources of the land they didn't want.
Relationships immediately start being formed between humans and the earth, and after generations and generations, after a century and a half, I would think that the bond between tribal communities here and tribal communities elsewhere is as strong as it would be any place.
He says tribal relationships with the land and water aren't limited to ancestral homelands.
Tribes very often have sacred sites within their original territories, but I don't think that means that there's a geographic limitation to a sense that the earth is sacred or that we live in an animate universe.
There's a small island on Sardis Lake with only a cemetery and headstones with dates from the distant past. J.W. Ford, born in 1856. I.N. Doyle, died January 1911. Baby Willie and Mary, roughly carved into a lopsided stone. Unknown, unknown, unknown. These bodies were dug up and moved here when Sardis Lake was built in the late 1970s and early 80s. Many remain on the lake bottom. But that's not all archaeologists found when the Sardis Project started.
There is evidence from the Archaic period back to 8000 B.C.,
That's Michael Stanton, an anthropologist from the University of Oklahoma. He's been studying the history and people here in the Sardis area for the past year. He says this was Caddo country before the Choctaws arrived.
Yeah, people have been, have inhabited the area for a long, long period of time, and actually sedentary settlements. They lived here and practiced subsistence agriculture.
Stanton says archaeologists uncovered entire communities where the lake is now. But there was little time or money to remove and preserve anywhere near all of it. Back then, it wasn't as big a priority, except for the archaeologists who had to do what they could with the resources at hand.
One person that I've talked to said 81 bodies in one particular region, and then at another site they excavated 9. And so people came out and did what they could. You do find as much as you can. You salvage it before it's covered up with water.
Local water advocate Donna McFadden was there when teams were doing the excavating. She remembers the Caddo artifacts that were found when a construction crew was digging pits to build a road along the lake.
16 foot down, there was the most beautiful fire pit you ever saw. It had those round creek rocks. It still had the coals and part of the wood chunks in it.
She tried telling the construction crew about it, but they didn't listen. Reporting the discovery would have delayed the project. It was more important to finish the lake than worry about preservation or tribal concerns. For State Impact and Invisible Nations, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Tulsa, treating cancer at every stage, and a network provider of Health Choice. More at cancercenter.com.